Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's Edible Honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of Edible Honesty, the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot rockin' strawberry pie? Let's get down and let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it, because today we will be rearranging, readjusting, reorganizing, and reclassifying almost every single thing you thought you reliably knew about food. And I'm going to show the world what you've been hiding, and for thousands and thousands of years, and all just so the edible powers that be could keep us mindlessly buried deep in a world that they created. And it's no different than the Truman Show. It's a soulless, informationless world that they call the edible matrix. You see, the edible powers that be, they don't want well-informed, well-educated people that are capable of critical, edible thinking. They just want people to passively accept whatever they say. And it's no different than the Johnson administration, which systematically lied not only to the public, but to Congress about secretly engaging the scope of its actions in the Vietnam War by systematically bombing Cambodia, Laos, and North Vietnam. And they prevented all of it from ever being discovered or even being reported in any mainstream media source. You know what I'm talking about. It's the Pentagon Papers. And that pretty much sums up the edible world we live in today. Oh, and the edible truth? Why, the edible truth is harder to understand than Bob Dylan reading Green Eggs and Ham in a wind tunnel. So I'm about to divulge an edible world where accurate, edible information is free and anything is possible, because edible knowledge is edible truth, and the edible truth will set us free. Jordan fades back and swish, that's the game. So, Neo, this is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed. You believe whatever you want to believe. But if you take the red pill, you stay in edible honesty wonderland. And I show you just how deep the edible rabbit hole goes. And we go foraging for berries. Now, there were two elephants in the bathtub. And one elephant said to the other elephant, please, please, pass me the soap. And the other elephant said, no soap, radio. So ask yourself, Neo, ever have that feeling where you're not sure if you're awake or still dreaming? Hello? Hello? Neo? Welcome back. Now, what you know, you can't explain, but you felt it your entire life, that there is something wrong with the edible world around you. Now, you don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, and it's driving you mad. So, Neo, wrap your edible mind around this. A berry, a true berry, is a fleshy fruit that has multiple seeds on the inside. And true berries, by definition, are any fleshy fruits produced by a single ovary, which is quite unique and quite like birds. And birds are the only animal species on this planet with just one ovary. Every other species has two. And it has long been rumored that birds sold their second ovary to the devil in exchange for the permanent right to fly. And as a result, they were the only dinosaurs to survive. So what deal do you think berries made with the devil to become fleshy superfruits that form from just a single ovary? And what kind of deal do you think berries made with the devil to make them all so berry tasty and so berry special? Strawberry shortcake. And gaining admission into the ultra exclusive true berry sorority is so berry difficult, strawberry shortcake, that even Lori Loughlin couldn't bribe her way in and gain admission. Holy Aunt Becky Batman. So what do the edible powers that be consider a true berry to be? I mean, since they are in complete control of all the edible information, no different than the Johnson administration. Now, I took a survey of 200 people to simply see if people knew what berries were. And I simply asked each person to write down the names of the first three berries that popped into their heads. And just so you know, I was really quite generous with allowable responses. Although not edible, I even accepted the names of Chuck Berry, Halle Berry, and even Fred Berry, yes, rerun himself, what's happening, as legitimate answers. And all because I really wanted someone to get it right. And everyone who participated wrote down the names of three berries. And the results of the berry survey were facsimiles to the vanilla survey I recently conducted. And to learn more about my vanilla survey that I recently conducted, tune into my podcast, Episode 7, The Edible World is Round, Not Flat. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, the Super Friends tabulate the survey. And out of the 200 people who were surveyed, the maximum amount of berries that someone was able to identify correctly was one. And I know what you were thinking. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? Taggart. But it's true. Every person was able to identify an aggregate fruit or a false berry or even a pseudo crop, but pick three berries. Why, that was like my least favorite hamburger. Simply impossible. So pass the beer nuts, Hillary Norman Peterson. And let's pop another red pill, Neo, because here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario? A Tribe Called Quest. Now, I'm going to bet my friend Bo did not know this because almost every single thing we have been told about berries our entire life is a complete and total edible lie. And a boy who won't be good might just as well be made of wood, right? Pinocchio, and botanically speaking, there have been lots of fruits and false fruits masquerading as berries for thousands and thousands of years, and shame on you. Stealing someone, anyone's identity is not okay. Period. Exclamation Smurf. And I'll make it really easy for you, Neo. Say, for example, a particular berry that you've been eating your entire life has, say, the word berry anywhere in it. Anywhere in the name at all, it is almost an edible certainty that that berry is definitely not a berry. Surely you can't be serious. I'm serious. And stop calling me Shirley. Oh, and I know what you're thinking. That's ridiculous. Of course, I can write down the name of three berries in my sleep. Anyone can identify three berries, including my sheep. Well, okay then. So let's lead off with the edible equivalent of the greatest leadoff hitter in Major League history, Ricky Henderson. And let's say strawberries. I mean, the word berry is right in the title. A strawberry has got to be a berry, right? Well, my Lord of Eli, when I was last in Holborn, I saw good strawberries in your garden there. I do beseech you, send for some of them forthwith. William Shakespeare, Richard III, Act 3, Scene 4, Edible Poetry. Now, the edible truth about strawberries is that strawberries are not berries at all. In fact, they are just actually another rose. And I mean the flower, and not my favorite Michigan Wolverine point guard Jalen, go blue, and a rose. By any other name, would smell as sweet. William Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, which means that the names of things do not affect what they really are. But that is not true, Mr. Capulet. Is it, Mr. Montague? Because names are all we have. So, what's in a name? Well, look out for number one and try not to step in number two. Now, the strawberry, while edibly ironic, is at best considered to be a multiple fruit or a pseudo fruit. Because in reality, a strawberry consists of hundreds and hundreds of micro, individual fruits embedded in a fleshy receptacle, just like Satan. Now, isn't that special? And the strawberry, in reality, is simply just one of several types of very delicious fruit-bearing plants in the rose family. And I don't mean Jalen, but go blue one last time. Surely you can't be serious. I'm serious. And stop calling me Shirley. Now, in nature, when a strawberry flower is pollinated, the fruit does not swell. Instead, the fertilized ovaries in the flower form hundreds of separate, micro, dry fruits, just like Satan. And those tiny, satanic seeds that we see on the outside of a strawberry are actually the real strawberry fruits. Dare I say it again? Dare. Those tiny strawberry seeds are actually hundreds and hundreds of micro strawberry fruits. Therefore, in the real world, dramatic pause. Strawberries are actually the tiniest micro fruits anywhere on earth. Or let's phrase it another way. Strawberry fruits are the Marvel Comics equivalent of Ant-Man. They just don't come any smaller. And the ripe red, fleshy part that the edible powers the bee convinces is the real strawberry fruit is actually just dramatic pause. Swollen receptacle tissue, just like Satan. So yummy. These are so good. Can I please have some more swollen receptacle tissues, please? And swollen receptacle tissue. It sounds like someone just ordered a plate of deep fried yak dick. So, what's on the menu today, Don? Well, we have swollen receptacle tissues and yak dick. Really? I thought they were the same thing. But in all edible honesty, every single time you pop a strawberry in your mouth, you've just actually consumed an entire galaxy's worth of strawberries. And I mean just like the galaxy Orion the cat wore around her collar in Men in Black. And within each individual strawberry microfruit of the hundreds that we can see, why, they also contain a micro, single seed buried deep inside of them. Just like a Russian nesting doll. And let's be clear about this. Strawberries are the only alien satanic microfruit anywhere on Earth that proudly sport their seeds on the outside. And just like figs, strawberries are completely inside out. So, holy inside out micro strawberry fruits, Batman. Oh, and here's the best part, or the tastiest part, by far.
Even tastier than swollen receptacle tissues? You betcha, Don.
Because the strawberry microfruits, or the seeds, that we see on the outside of the strawberry, well, they aren't seeds. Because the seeds that we see on the outside of a strawberry, they are actually dramatic pause. The plant's ovaries. Yes, you heard me correctly. Strawberries prominently display their primary female reproductive organs, their ovaries, on the outside, just like Satan. And there are literally hundreds of ovaries that cover the outside of every single strawberry, which makes strawberries the most highly sexualized fruit to ever exist anywhere on the planet at any time in history. Surely you can't be serious. I'm serious. And stop calling me Shirley. And every single time that we eat a handful of strawberries, we are consuming hundreds and thousands of ovaries. Holy hundreds and thousands of ovaries, Batman. And every single nutritious sexual recipe calls for at least a pinch of love and some strawberries, which clearly makes strawberries the most polymorphously perverse fruit to ever exist. Holy polymorphously perverse fruit, Batman. Therefore, due to the fact that strawberries are polymorphously perverse, that makes strawberry lovers and the act of eating strawberries extremely kinky. Like, no safe word, kinda kinky. And that's just groovy.
Yeah, baby!
Ergo, because strawberries peacock their ovaries on the outside, it's really quite obvious that strawberries are not berries, because true berries contain their seeds, or ovaries in this case, on the inside. Well, that and true berries simply have one single ovary, and not hundreds. Vaughn into the windup, in his first offering, and just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed, but strawberries have been gallivanting around the globe and successfully masquerading as berries and for a very long time. And it needs to end. And the documented proof of the masquerade is literally in the edible prose of William Shakespeare. And every single person who was polled picked strawberries as their first berry that came to their mind. I mean, Daryl Strawberry was everyone's Ricky Henderson. And why not? Ricky Henderson was the greatest leadoff hitter in Major League history. And despite Ricky's propensity to lead off the game with a monstrous home run, a Daryl Strawberry is not a berry. And for that case, neither are strawberries, not even close. Now, Daryl Strawberry was one hell of a baseball player. But a strawberry is not a berry. So strike three. Caught looking, and with a nasty, devastating Clayton Kershaw four-seam fastball. Holy four-seam fastball, Batman. And I know your argument. The USDA, They clearly define strawberries as a berry. But as we now know, strawberries are not berries. And the USDA, let's just say they're comical, like a pie in the face, or a John Belushi samurai skit. I mean, this is the same government that sanctions fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned homemade goodness in a can. And calling a strawberry a berry is no different than identifying a zebra as a salmon spawning upstream. So while a strawberry might be the world's kinkiest microfruit on the planet ever, yeah, baby, it's not even remotely close to the edible ballpark of being a berry at all. At least, not on this planet. Now, the edible unknown can be a very scary place, Neo. And the idea that hiding in the darkness is something edibly harmful, well, that is a concept called edible horror. And the edible powers that be profit on it big time. Just like Al Pacino in Scarface did at his coke-dealing zenith. And the edible powers that be, they thrive off of it. But there's no such thing as the unknown. Only things temporarily hidden. Captain James T. Kirk. Well, then that being the case, the edible unknown becomes an enormous edible opportunity. And the edible unknown is all around us, Neo. And it's just waiting to be discovered. So don't stop me now, 'cause I'm having a good time. And let's jump down the berry-filled rabbit hole a little further. Oh, hear me. The edible powers that be have given on to you these 15. Oy, oh boy. Oh, I dropped another tablet. 10 edible commandments for all to obey. Neo, there you are. Welcome back. I thought we lost you. We're way further down the rabbit hole now, Neo. Can you see the blackberries? Because I spy blackberries. So let's just say blackberries is our next guess, because it has the word berry right in the title. A blackberry must be a berry, right? They are my people. I am their sovereign. I love them. Pull! Now, in the United Kingdom, picking blackberries after October 11th is strictly forbidden by English law. And the reason why no one may pick blackberries after October 11th is because, and I'm serious, the devil, yes, Satan, has suddenly made all the blackberries quite poisonous. Surely you can't be serious. I'm serious. And stop calling me Shirley. And believe me, I know what you're thinking. This is an old Monty Python skit with Satan and blackberries and killer bunny rabbits suddenly becoming very poisonous suddenly on October 11th. But it's all true. Because the blackberry leaves, stems, and seeds contain a toxin which will certainly poison anyone and within minutes. But wait, there's more, because blackberries have a very dark secret that they have yet to reveal. And it's super juicy, just like a peach used to be in the year 1918. Because there is an incredibly tasty bonus at the heart of every single blackberry's savory scent. Now, the dark secret that blackberries have been hiding and for thousands and thousands of years is that all blackberries contain living worms right in the heart of their savory center. And these aren't gummy worms, which are quite delicious. No, these are teeny, tiny, white, very often microscopic living, breathing worms. And I don't mean Mr. Mind. The fictional supervillain who appears in DC Comics' Billy Batson. So, Shazam! And these blackberry worms, they're bonded to the blackberries. Why, they burrow deep into the center of the blackberry. And just like a female wasp in a female fig, and just like Dennis Rodman pulling down an offensive rebound, these blackberry worms, they burrow where you'd never see them. And simply washing blackberries, that won't do. Because blackberry worms are literally part of the blackberry. So, unless you are provided with the proper edible information, which the edible powers that be will not dispense, because, and according to them, these little, tasty blackberry worms are super safe to eat, and consumers should actually view them as an added protein bonus. So stop gagging consumers, and really, what's the harm? Quote, unquote. Or, unless you're an edible chief master surgeon like McDreamy, and you have the surgical skills to rid blackberries of their blackberry worms, well, let's just say the cruel reality is that vegans and vegetarians have been eating mass quantity of blackberry worm meat, and that's every single time they bite into a blackberry. Because for some edible reason, the edible powers that be get their edible kicks on Route 66. And also by lying to the edible public over and over again, just like the Johnson administration. So let's face it. If you ever ate a blackberry in your lifetime, and you consider yourself to be a vegan, and let's just say for as long as you can remember, remember this. Unfortunately, because the money for the edible powers that be only remains if you remain buried deep, deep inside the edible matrix, well, you stop being vegan a long time ago. And let's call it the moment you put a blackberry in your mouth and swallowed. So, holy, blackberries are not vegan Batman. And if reasons were as plentiful as blackberries, I would give no man a reason upon compulsion just because you command me. William Shakespeare, Henry IV, Part 2, Act 2, Scene 4. Which means, even if the edible powers that be were torturing me, I would still scream out the edible truth. Blackberries are not vegan, and blackberries are definitely not berries because they're an aggregate fruit. And aggregate fruits are formed when many ovaries merge to become one flower with hundreds of pistils, each of which develops into its own tiny fruitlet, just like the Hydra out of Greek mythology. Now, on the other hand, true berries are simply sublime fruits stemming from one flower with one ovary. So blackberries, with your multiple ovaries and your multiple pistils, you are definitely not berries. And that's out number two. And for those of us keeping score at home, that was a nasty Pedro Martinez changeup. Holy Pedro Martinez changeup Batman. And who could hit that? Tell me the truth. Who saw blackberries not being vegan coming? And I understand. You've been eating blackberries your entire life, and now you feel completely betrayed by the edible powers that be. But what did you expect? They've been handing us a pile of edible misinformation and lies our entire edible lives. And I think it's high time that we set the record straight. Surely you can't be serious. I'm serious. And stop calling me Shirley. Now, Neo, listen to me. The edible matrix is endlessly long and filled with edible illusion after edible illusion, just like a funhouse mirror. And with that, Alice fell. And I'm paraphrasing. Down, down, down. I must be getting somewhere near the center of the earth. Perhaps there are raspberries here. So then that's got to be our guess, Alice. Raspberries. I mean, if any fruit is a berry, it's a rasp. Because it has berry right in the title. Plus, I remember being at a lecture given by the person who made sense of the cosmos, and not Pele. I'm referring to the actual cosmos, which means the universe. And I mean Carl Sagan, who simply explained the meaning of life, and I'm paraphrasing, when he explained, everything in the universe is either a raspberry or not a raspberry. And with that, mind blown. Now, this is according to Greek mythology. Raspberries were originally white, and legend has it that while picking raspberries for the baby Zeus, the nymph Ida pricked her finger on the thorns of the raspberry plant, and that Ida's nymph blood tinged all the raspberries red. So, holy nymph blood-soaked raspberries, Batman. Now, let's be clear about the raspberry, shall we, Robin? There are over 200 different known species of raspberries. But for some inexplicable reason, we really only eat two. And to learn more about culinary extinction, tune into my podcast, Episode 2, Culinary Extinction. Now, first of all, not all raspberries are red. They can also be black, orange, yellow, purple, but never blue. Blue raspberry is just an edible euphemism for don't put this in your mouth. Because the blue raspberry does not exist. And the raspberry is not a berry. Because it's a multi-ovary fruit. The raspberry is just an aggregate fruit. Just like the blackberry. Now, raspberries result from the joining together of several ovaries of the same flower. And this process starts with a flower that contains several carpels and several ovaries. Now, I get it. This may be a little hard to understand. Just like Bob Dylan reading Go, Dog, Go while bobbing for apples. But each raspberry, multi-ovary, contains a single ovule that develops into a seed following fertilization. Hence, all the hundreds of tiny raspberry fruits that form to become what we believe is one raspberry. But it's not. It's well over 100 tiny raspberry fruits that have aggregated. Now, each raspberry, as we perceive them to be, sprouts from something called a receptacle. Yummy. And when a raspberry is picked, the stubby, white, swollen receptacle, it stays on the plant. Which is why raspberries are hollow and very much unlike their cousin, the strawberry, where swollen receptacle tissue is always on the menu. So, more swollen receptacle tissue, please. However, a characteristic that the raspberry and the strawberry share is that the raspberry is just another member of the genus Rubus. It's just another rose, just like Axel. So, welcome to the jungle, sweet child of mine. Now, raspberries have an extremely floral, rose note, almost as if someone had brought home fresh-cut flowers, which is essentially what raspberries are. They're really just fresh-picked flowers, and raspberries smell exactly like roses, probably because they're roses. Now, here's the thing about raspberries. If you could only plant one thing in your garden, you might want to start planting raspberries. Because, and I'm not kidding, there is something magical about raspberries when they start to grow. Shirley, you can't be serious. I'm serious. And stop calling me Shirley. Because the raspberry plant gives off an unexplainable, edible charge of sheer electrical energy, just like the supervillain Electro in Spider-Man. And consider this. Consider the fact that in modern science, crude solar cells are made from nothing but raspberries. So, raspberries naturally harness the energy of the sun to survive through a process called photosynthesis. But in their unique process, the raspberry plant cells, the raspberry pigment, which some say was literally a gift from the Greek gods themselves, the raspberry chlorophyll, well, the raspberry chlorophyll is able to capture so much solar energy that that energy can then be harnessed to illuminate an entire field of solar cells. Now, this kind of power is not generated from any other fruit on Earth, period, exclamation smurf. And when a raspberry plant is grown anywhere at all, near a home or a business, it offers and displays both physical and energetic protection like a benevolent sentinel. And raspberries have a consciousness and hyper-intelligence that forces us as human beings to directly confront the limitations of the human mind itself. And literally for centuries, raspberries have been used universally to ward off all evil spirits and bad vibrations. And Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys was rumored to be eating raspberries by the handful when he wrote Good Vibrations. And as Brian Wilson and the late great Prince discovered, something unique happens to you when you're eating raspberries. Why do you think she wore a raspberry beret in Prince's song and not, for argument's sake, a persimmon beret? Well, it's because I wouldn't change a stroke, because baby, I'm the most. With a girl as fine as she was then, she wore a raspberry beret. Because raspberries are a vibrational fruit. And you better believe Prince knew that. I mean, raspberries literally vibrate. Just like the best adult toys do. Literally, raspberries vibrate. And when consumed, raspberries cause the eater to experience extreme pleasure, just like the best adult toys do. So, hello, raspberries and batteries, how can I help you? Hi, yes, I'd like to order a case of black raspberries and some extra heavy-duty batteries. And can you hold on a second, please? What's that, honey? Yeah, I'm on with them right now. Don't worry, I got a case of them. Yes, I also got some extra heavy-duty batteries in case we run out of raspberries, and yes, I'll make sure they ship it overnight. That's raspberries and batteries, proudly serving humanity since the dawn of agriculture. And in all edible honesty, raspberries have extremely beneficial physical effects because eating the equivalent of one serving of raspberries every day will curb weight gain. And even when people eat an unhealthy, unnatural, high-fat diet. So grab a handful of raspberries today. Just make sure you're sitting down when you do so. And for future reference, Harry Potter is a raspberry, and Gryffindor rules. So while raspberry fruits may well be the sexual equivalent of an edible vibrator, yeah, baby. Sadly, the raspberry is not a berry. Because raspberries are just another aggregate fruit, and that's strike three, caught looking again, you're out. And with a 48-year-old Phil Negro knuckleball. Ouch! That has gotta hurt. Well, you know the way to catch a knuckleball is to wait until the ball stops rolling and then to pick it up. Bob Uecker. So, that's it. But it's not quite a wrap. Tune in next episode to see if Neo actually finds any berries. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my friends, to all my fans out there in Miami, go Dolphins, and a huge edible shout out to Matt Damon, who probably won't be eating any swollen receptacle tissue. And to everyone else, I've been getting all of your emails and comments. And thank you so much, and I've received them all at ediblehonesty.com. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet. CNN, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Martha Stewart, ABC News, Comedy Central, whoever else comes knocking, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves. A syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station. The Edible Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over our eyes to blind us from the edible truth. So free your edible mind.